The Church, in her wisdom, sets out weekly readings from the Gospels. These readings allow us to follow the life and teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ and the story of our salvation. Upper Room Media presents to you the weekly Sunday homily delivered from Sydney, Australia.
So St. John's Gospel is the only Gospel that records this story. So St. John was the last Gospel writer. He wrote after all the other Gospels to complement them or to add to them. And so he wrote this story because he thought it was very important about understanding a little bit about who God is and how to interact with God. So one thing that's clear from this Gospel, so there's many things we can learn, but one of the lessons we learn from this Gospel specifically is that God does not ignore those who are in need. God does not ignore those who are in need. He cannot ignore those in need. This man who's born blind, he is in desperate need. Number one, he in those days, if you can't see, you can't work, you can't make money, you can't be part of society properly. So you're destined to be poor and rejected. He then has this opportunity where this man, Jesus Christ, comes and heals him. He gets eyes. He's able to see. He's able to start his life again. And what they do is they kick him out of synagogue. To be kicked out of the synagogue in those days means you cannot get a job. It means you cannot trade. It means you cannot worship. You cannot be part of the community. So he's given a second chance. He's able to start again. And he's rejected by the synagogue, which means he doesn't get his chance properly. It's almost like his eyes are wasted. And so you see that this man is in desperate need. He's in desperate need. And so today we're going to talk about this idea of being in need, because what this Gospel teaches us is that we should not be afraid to be in need. We should not be afraid to be in need, because when you are in need, when you are rejected, that's where God is. That's where God will find you. And often we will not see God when we are not in need. We cannot perceive him. We don't have the capacity to see his work in my life unless we are in need. And any form of need, so it's financial need, health need, emotional need, spiritual need. If I'm rejected, particularly if I'm rejected, this Gospel is about rejection. You know, all the Gospels that we've read in Lent are about people who are rejected. People who are rejected for one reason or another. So particularly for those people who feel that they are rejected or outside, that is an opportunity for me. So from the start of the Gospel, they ask him, is this man blind? Why? Because of his dad, his mum, himself. Who sinned? Why is he like this? And so God answers clearly from the beginning, that the works of the Lord might be revealed in him. That the works of God should be revealed in him. You know, it's interesting that God insists that the way that he reveals himself is through people who are in need. That's his way. He can reveal himself through people who are wealthy, through people who are healthy, through people who are intelligent. He can, but he chooses that I will reveal myself through people who are in need, who are lowly. You know, and even he chose all the apostles to be people, or the people around him were sinners, tax collectors, people who were perceived as uneducated people. That's who he chose to have around him. St. Augustine says, specifically, it was no disadvantage to be put out of the synagogue, since the one they cast out, Christ received. So it is not to our disadvantage to be in need. I want us to understand this concept, that it's not a bad thing to be in need. We sometimes see it as a bad thing, but it's not. It might be that there's bad circumstances in my life, but it's an opportunity for me. So don't panic if you're in need, any type of need. So what's the opportunity then? What's the opportunity I have before me if I'm in need? Number one is being in need makes me turn to God. If my needs are easily met, if I easily can resolve all my problems, then I'll never turn to God. I'll never get to my last resort and realize I have nowhere else to go but God. You know, when people are very unwell, for example, they do everything to try and fix the problem. But when there's no option, it's hopeless, then my heart turns to God. I turn to something higher than what I know. because there's nowhere else to go. So it makes my heart return to God. I met a lady who, when she was young, she was very devout. But over many years, she lost her connection with the church, with God completely. And she was having other problems, other health problems. And one of the things that was weighing her down was she had a problem within her family. Within her family. And she was desperate for this problem to be resolved. And so one day I took courage. She's not a Coptic lady, but I took courage to say to her, can I suggest something to you? Can I make a suggestion? She said, yeah, sure, anything. You've tried everything to fix this problem in your family. Yes. You desperately want this problem fixed. Yes. Well, why don't you try? Why don't you try to pray? Have you tried praying about the problem? You know? And she said, you know what? I'll try that. I used to be Christian. I believe in God. I guess I believe in God. I'll try that. So she left. And I didn't see her after that for at least a year. When she came back after that year, I was scared to ask, but I built up my courage and I said, how did you go with your family? And she said, you know what? It's resolved. It's resolved after years. Somehow it just fixed. You know, and it's the idea that when you have a problem, that there's nowhere else to go, then I turn to God. It's an opportunity for me to turn my heart again to God. So number one is, it helps me to remember God when things are not going well in my life, when I am in need. That's number one opportunity. Number two opportunity is that it teaches me to pray properly. You know, unfortunately, humans are not good at praying. We don't like to spend time in prayer. We don't like to do it properly. All we do is ask for the wrong thing. We are lazy. So there's many things about our prayer life that's not good. We are unbalanced in our prayer. But when I am in need, it teaches me to pray properly. It teaches me, for example, that I'm in desperate need to make a sacrifice with my prayer. It teaches me to fast when I pray. It teaches me to add righteousness to my prayer. Sometimes I pray, but I'm unrighteous. And then I start to learn, I need to be righteous when I pray. It teaches me many things about prayer that I don't have otherwise. It teaches me that I need to spend time in prayer and persist in prayer. You know, Jesus said that you need to learn to pray. The disciples said, teach us to pray. And so we need to learn this lesson on how to pray. And being in need is one of the most important ways that teaches me to pray. You know, Samuel's mom in the Old Testament, the prophet Samuel, she was desperate. She was miserable. She could not have children. She could not be included in the line that could potentially have the Messiah. So she cried and cried in the altar, like a drunk woman. And then God heard her prayer. God heard her prayer. Jacob himself, when he wrestles with God, is teaching us to persist in prayer. There is a proper way of praying. You know, yesterday's gospel that we read in the Mass yesterday is about blind Bartimaeus, who was a blind man who screamed out after God and everyone ignored him. And then he screamed again and again and again until everyone told him to keep quiet. And then Jesus says, no, I heard you. I heard you. And he healed him. So that idea of learning how to pray, some of us do not know how to pray. And so when you're in need, it is an opportunity to learn how to pray. It's not an easy lesson, but it is an important lesson. So sometimes being in need is the only way. Being in need also helps me to be aware of others. To be aware of others. You know, when people come to us who are suffering, we help them to an extent. As humans, we try to help as much as we can. But if I've never experienced what they're experiencing, my help is limited. My empathy is limited. I cannot help them. I cannot really sense what they're going through to its extent. And sometimes they'll even say that to you. You don't know what I'm going through, so don't tell me how to feel. And it's true. It's true. Sometimes we just don't know what they're going through. But it is important that we do help our brethren who are suffering. So when I'm in need, it is an opportunity that I would help someone in the same type of need. And that's what we do, for example, one thing I always do when I visit sick people. When I visit sick people, I always say to them, please pray. There's another person who is sick with this condition. Please pray for them. You're about to have surgery. Please pray for this person who's about to have surgery. Because their prayer for one another is very powerful. because they sense the suffering the other person is going through more than any of us. For example, yesterday I was visiting little Joshua in hospital, and on my way into the hospital there was another little boy who they asked me, can you come and pray for him? So I went and prayed for him, and he was about to have an operation as well. And then I went up to visit Joshua and I said, listen Joshy, there's a little boy who is sick downstairs, could you pray for him? And before I even said, can you pray for him, he looked at me and said, I'll pray for him, I'll pray for him. You know, he sensed that this other boy is suffering. So there is something powerful when I suffer and I'm able to pray for someone else who is suffering, or I'm able to help someone else who is suffering in the same way. It's a very powerful thing. It's an opportunity for me. And it's also an opportunity to help other people. It's an opportunity to help those who are suffering. So if I am not suffering, or I feel like this part of my life is going well, it's important that I give that for someone who is suffering. You know, we think that the poor need the rich, but it is the rich who need the poor. The rich have no hope without the poor. The popular have no hope without the unpopular. There's no hope for someone who is self-assured without people who are suffering. It's not possible. We would lose ourselves. The successful need the unsuccessful, and the happy need the sad. Because it is that their way, that is God's mechanism to make me win my salvation. It is His mechanism to make me find Him, to find God. It is to help those who are in need. So it's very important that we help one another. It's not the poor who need the rich, it's the other way. The rich need the poor. There would be no hope for us without people in need. Being in need also is an opportunity for me to show my loyalty to God. How I deal with my need is an opportunity to show my loyalty to God. Sometimes I'm desperate to show God how much I love Him. I want to show Him how much I love Him. But there's not really an opportunity. My life is pretty easy. And then suddenly I go through something very difficult. I go through something very hard. That's my chance to prove, no, I love you, God, and I'm going to show you in this difficult circumstance. When I've lost this job, how I deal with my financial problems. How I deal with someone who insulted me. How I deal with this person who has asked me for help. When I'm in need is an opportunity to show my loyalty to God. And Job is a perfect example of that. You know, God says to Satan, look at my son Job. Look at him. How righteous he is. It's like he's showing him off. And Satan says, well, he's only righteous because he's rich and he has everything and he's doing really well. He wouldn't be righteous otherwise. And God says, fine, take it from him. See. And so he does. He takes everything from him twice. And Job proves that he is loyal to God. He does not turn against God. And then his reward is double. His reward is double. So it's an opportunity for us to show my loyalty to God when I... how I deal with my rejection, how I deal with my need, my suffering. And the last thing, which is probably the most important thing, is that being in need is the opportunity for God to show Himself mighty in my life. We are often blind to the presence of God in our lives. When things are going well, we presume there is other reasons for it. And we are blind to the fact that it is Him who is giving me these gifts. And we don't attribute it to God. And often when things are going well, we ignore God completely. But when things are going badly, and when they're desperately bad, that's when God shows Himself strong for a person. And you cannot ignore, and you cannot presume it's from any other source but from God. And so it's God's opportunity to be mighty in my life. And it says that God, you know, looks around the world to show Himself mighty for those who are loyal to Him. He's trying to show Himself mighty for people. And He showed us clearly in the story of Gideon. You know the story of Gideon in the Old Testament, where Gideon is about to go up against a big army. And God says, cull your army down until it gets down to 300 people. Only 300 to fight tens of thousands. And God is wanting to show us that when you're in need, when you have no hope, that's when I am mighty. That's when I am strong. So don't be afraid to be in need. It is the best place to see the mighty hand of God. It is the best place. Wait on His hand and He will show you His mighty hand. So often it's actually the best place to be. For this blind man, the number one best thing that ever happened to him in his life was to be born blind. Because he got to see the mighty hand of God more than anyone. So he would never think growing up that this is the best thing for him, but it's clear that it is the best thing. So the best state to be in is actually in need. It's when I turn to God the most. So just to finish very practically, remember, when you're in need or when you're rejected, pray more during those times. Learn how to pray more during those times. Pray for others and help others who are also in the same problem. It is your opportunity to do that. You may have missed many opportunities, but when you're in need is another opportunity. Always when you're in suffering, look for the opportunities within it. I've just mentioned some of them, but always look for what is good in it, because there is always good in everything. God works always for good in your life. And at the end, remember, when God has shown His mighty hand in your life, remember to thank Him. It's a principle in the Bible that God wants those who He helps to come back and thank Him. That He wants them to acknowledge Him. He wants them to remember Him. He wants them to change because of it. So use it as a positive opportunity for yourself. So it's no small thing that God works mighty in your life, that when you're in need, He redeems you. So remember Him. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.